You're listening to Juno Afternoon. It's 24 minutes after the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from the Zach Gordon Youth Center manager, Jordan Nigro.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. And, oops, your mic's not on. Say hi again.
Hi, Shelley.
Thank you. And youth sports coordinator, Amanda Lovejoy. Hi, Amanda. All right. Thanks for being here today. You're both here to update us on some of the center's end of summer slash start of fall happenings and whatnot. So, and I know that just about everyone who listens knows about the Youth Center, but would one of you briefly tell us about some of the services that you offer?
Yeah, so the Youth Center itself is a drop-in center for kids of all ages, and we are open after school and then until 9 o'clock during Monday through Thursday, and after school until 10 on Fridays and 3 to 10 on Saturdays. And we have all sorts of fun things to do. We also run, which you talked yesterday with Truitt, our BAM coordinator. Mm-hmm. So that's one of our programs. And so that is started up for the school year again, obviously.
And where are you located?
We are located at 396 Whittier Street. So we're in the parking lot right across from Centennial Hall.
And who can come to the Youth Center?
Any kids can come to the Youth Center. If you are under 8 years old, you need to be with an adult. And we have a curfew at 6 o'clock. We kind of turn back into a teen center because that's our roots originally. Zach Gordon, who established the Zach Gordon Teen Center years ago. So we become 13 and up at 6 o'clock. But if you have kids, if you can bring your kids with you, if they're three, like, you're welcome to come and, you know, play around. Yeah.
And how much does it cost?
It's free.
How about that? You guys, it's just such a great service, the Youth Center, and then all the programs and organizations that you partner with. I'm just like, it's such a great resource to have in this town. Thank you for doing what you do.
Well, thanks for having us so we can tell people about it.
So I know the center wrapped up the summer with some celebrations, some barbecues, and apparently a garden harvest that's going to go down in history, I think. So
yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we had, I don't know, Amanda, it was the biggest zucchini I've ever seen grown in Juno. If you don't follow us on Facebook, please follow us on Facebook, Zach Gordon Youth Center, and there are some pictures of this zucchini.
It was the size of a baby. I'm not joking.
It was, yes.
Yeah.
It was probably at least, and probably weighed more than a newborn baby, actually. I bet it was well over 10 pounds. It was heavy.
What happened to it? What'd you do with it?
Well, actually, we have a partnership with Public Health. And so today, we had two pretty large zucchinis. So we've been eating a lot of zucchini. But the biggest one we've saved. And today, actually, Public Health nurses are coming and they're going to make zucchini brownies.
Oh, really?
With some of that zucchini. And then we'll grill up the rest, I think. But yes, we did make a lot of zucchini bread. We made zucchini cookies. There were a lot of zucchini things.
Cool. Well, that sounds delicious. So what's on the agenda for fall?
So I have indoor soccer registration going on right now. It's for youth ages 5 to 14. It's co-ed downtown and Valley. The registration is now has a late fee, so it's $65.
And what's indoor soccer like?
It's a really fast-paced game. The difference between indoor and outdoor is there's really no out-of-bounds, so kids play off the walls, they play off the bleachers, they play off their parents, literally. It's really a game to keep the kids running and moving, so it's incredibly fast-paced. The only time they stop is if they score a goal, and then they have to reset.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's probably my favorite sport to watch because there's so much movement.
Yeah. So when does the season start?
October 6th and runs through December 8th.
Wow. Is it usually a pretty popular program?
It is. It has the highest registration rate. And it's really great because, you know, we have that weird weather where it's too wet to be outside playing. And so this is a great opportunity to still keep active.
Have you been the coordinator for indoor soccer for a while?
About 5 years now.
Yeah,
all
right.
5 years now, yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen out on the soccer field?
Oh, man. I've had some upset parents, but usually the weirdest thing you ever see is a kid accidentally kicking the ball back into his own goal.
Oh.
And that's always a little heartbreaking and a little sad. But that's probably the weirdest thing you're likely to see.
Does the other team get the point
if
that happens?
Yeah.
That is
sad. And we don't keep score for ages – under 11, but the kids keep score, so that's an immediate, like, you know, we have one more than you. Thank you.
All right. So indoor soccer. Is there anything else you want to say about that? Why should kids sign up for indoor soccer?
It's a great chance to play with your friends. If you have people that you're close with, your classmates, because the way it's divided up, it's usually within the same grade. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then 11 to 14. So it's a good chance to play with your friends.
Awesome.
And scholarships are available. So if you have
need
a financial need,
yep,
please contact me.
All right. And how do we contact you?
586-0426 is my direct line, or amanda.lovejoy@juno.org.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Amanda. All right, Jordan, what else is going on at the Youth Center?
Well, we are very excited about our new logo, which I will again give a little follow us on Facebook plug, because that's where it is right now. We're in the process of redoing our website, so it'll be on the website soon, but that will all be one thing. It'll all come out at the same time. But the logo is there. It was designed by Pixel and Plume. It's pretty fun. Soon we will have, I'm hoping we'll have hoodies and hats and all the fun swag that people can, you know, buy to support the center. So, yeah, that's been really fun. And, you know, for those of you that don't know, Amanda, her office is now at Zach Gordon. So if you, you know, want to drop off registration in person, you can just bring it right to the center, which is also a great way to just see what we have there and what's going on. So, yeah, I think that today I was listening to the weathermen as I was actually driving from another meeting before here and listening to them say it's going to stay nice, which is very exciting.
That
we
is.
Were talking today about that we might have a little fire in the backyard after school today. So I think when I go leave here, we're going to go do that. That's one of the things we do when the weather is nice is we have a little fire pit back there. Our backyard is really, it's a pretty great space. That's where our garden space is. And we have a big, huge covered basketball court. So the kids play basketball and sometimes, yeah, we make s'mores. And so, you know, it's fall. Fall doesn't feel like fall, but school is back started. So we're pretty busy in the center right after school. We have, you know, it's kind of a wave of kids. They come first, the elementary kids come, and then the middle schoolers come, and then the high schoolers come. So around, 5:30-ish is probably our busiest time because every age is there. We have basketball and pool and game playing and cards, and there's always just lots going on. So, yeah.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Fire sounds great. And one other thing I noticed on your Facebook page, because your Facebook page is awesome. I go on it all the time for these interviews, mm-hmm. not just for fun. But I did notice the new logo, and that was awesome. I saw something called Wellbriety is coming up.
Oh, yeah. So that we're doing that as a partnership with the Navigators program from Tlingit and Haida. And that will be, I believe it's 20 weeks long drop-in 12-step program that we went through training as well as several folks from Tlingit and Haida to become facilitators for this particular curriculum. And so we're excited to help with it. Our outreach coordinator, Heidi Mitchell, will be the staff providing support to that program. So, yeah, that's it's a really great opportunity for kids who want something like that, for teens who are looking for something like that. There's been really a need for having this sort of drop-in, culturally-based programming. And so we're pretty excited and happy to help Navigators just be an additional support staff-wise, because the more of us that are there, it's easier to run for 20 weeks if there's a handful of folks doing it, so people can take a vacation and the group can go on and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I think that will be a really great addition. So, yeah, if you want to know about that, the flyer is on our Facebook page, and I believe the contact information is on the flyer for Tlingit and Haida for the Navigators program.
Great. Amanda Lovejoy and Jordan Nigro from the Zach Gordon Youth Center, thanks for being here to give us those updates. Is there anything else that you want to talk about today?
Get outside and play. The weather is gorgeous, and we're lucky to have it.
That's right.
And I wanted to mention one other thing is that, Jordan, sometimes you wear another hat. You belong to the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. And on Monday, you participated in a moderated discussion for National Suicide Prevention Day, which was the 10th. and it's National Suicide Prevention Month, which is September. So I wanted to plug that again today. If you missed it, the audio is available on our website, ktoo.org, and we are also going to make that available to the coalition.
Yeah, so. And I would add to that, you know, one of the things we talked about in that discussion is building resilience, and that a lot of times sports is a great way for kids to build resilience. And so, you know, indoor soccer is a great way to build resilience, team sports and that connection. And that can be a really healthy way to build resilience. So, yeah.
Great.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that, too. And thanks, both of you, for being here today. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Thanks, Shelley. You.